The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
Fuel.
Nominal.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Nominal.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod. Warning! A huge battleship escape pod is approaching fast. I'm Earl Green, and it's time for the logbook.com's escape pod, covering all things great and geeky. I'll be your pilot as we revisit what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1964, another Soviet attempt to plunge into deep space was launched, Zond 2. Intended to take the first close-up pictures of Mars, Zond 2 may have actually reached the Red Planet, but we don't know because all systems failed during the trip months before it would have made its closest flyby. In 1994, Space Shuttle Atlantis blasted off to study Earth's atmosphere with an experiment package called Atlas. And in 2000...
12, 11, 10, 9, 8, you have a go from the engine start. 5, 3, 2, 1. We have booster ignition and liftoff of the Space Shuttle Endeavour, providing power to the station as we continue to build our future in space.
Roll program.
Houston now controlling the flight of Endeavour. Endeavour completing the roll, the shuttle now at a heads-down, wings-level position for the 8.5-minute ride to orbit.
The International Space Station got a visit from Space Shuttle Endeavour, bringing the first of the station's giant solar power arrays. This was the first time a shuttle crew was greeted at the ISS by the station's resident crew. Mark Twain was born on this day in 1835. Alien and Blade Runner director Ridley Scott was born in 1937. Actor Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman in Batman the Animated Series, was born in 1955. On this day in 1954, something rose from the depths of the Toho studio in Japan. Something called Gojira. The original Japanese language premiere of Godzilla brought kaiju to the world and started a franchise that lasted into the 21st century. In 1982, the arcade was zooming into 3D. Those wanting to get behind the wheel of a race car could speed around a track at the base of Mount Fuji in pole position. A game by Namco, the Japanese originators of Pac-Man. Atari imported it to the Western world. And Sega gave space pilots a thrill ride of their own in Buck Rogers' Planet of Zoom. In 1987, Star Trek The Next Generation viewers got to meet Counselor Troy's mother.
I should warn you, sir. My mother is a little eccentric.
Where is everyone?
Oh, I hate that.
Hello, Mother.
No, don't say it. Think it. Use your mind, not your mouth.
Hello, Mother.
Diana, shame. What has this life done to you?
No. Don't tell me. You're the captain.
Of course. Your daughter has explained your telepathic abilities.
Now, that wasn't telepathy. It was just common sense. Who else would they send to greet me but the captain?
Majel Roddenberry, who had appeared as Nurse Chapel in the original Star Trek, made her first appearance as Loxana Troy. You can read about these events and many more on the logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Our latest book, Warp 1, is available now. The logbook.com's extensive guide to the universe of Gene Roddenberry's Star Trek, including the original series, animated series, the movies, The Next Generation, Roddenberry's one-off TV projects, and much more. You can pick up other original books and DVDs and hundreds of other titles in the logbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
that your escape pod was rated and prone to spiral.